This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy weekend. It's race day here at 8:06, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, we're going to podcast the show later today at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race out of Kannapolis, North Carolina to bring awareness to fire departments and all sorts of great stuff that we do with charitable organizations. You can find us on Facebook. So what's on the show today? Well, thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, Tim Bryant is standing by. There's been some rule changes that you guys are going to want to hear in the Superstocks. Also, the biggest day of the year for a race car driver, not the championship race, but the championship celebration. And here's the best part. The awards banquet going on tonight at the Shrine Temple in Pensacola. That's off of 800 West 9 Mile Road. Tim Bryant's got the information there. And again, we'll talk a little bit about some rule changes for the 2015 season. Also, Robbie Bobby McClendonshire joins us. As you know, the weather kind of held off the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. It's coming up, and more people are building cars. Now, there is a 40-car limit, and we are almost there. So Robbie will give us information as he's on the way to Georgia this morning to help build a dirt track. So you got to love that. Also, if you've not heard this guy talk about racing, this is going to be a great interview, and he helps local racers, and he's got some great stories. Dave Mader III, the winner of the 1978 Snowball Derby, four-time NASCAR champion, and he's even taught race car college. We're going to talk with Mader this morning, talk a little bit about what he can do with your race team and some of the things. And I tell you what, he's got a great story. I'm going to have him talk about how Dale Earnhardt pushed him out onto the track the first time that the lights were at Daytona. It's hard to imagine, but Mader will tell the story better than I do. Senior did not want to go out there, and Mader said, "I'll do it," and the rest is history. And then the Southern Vintage Racing Association is going to be added to Mobile International Speedway for the first time ever. A lot of the drivers are excited. Jerry Bowman, driver of the 43 vintage car, we're going to talk a little bit about him. A lot of the drivers don't like going to asphalt. They like just doing dirt, but that's what's so great about the Southern Vintage Racing Association. They do asphalt tracks, they do dirt tracks, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. So bringing in the man of the hour and probably the most exciting guy that I want to talk to this morning, Tim Bryant. Now, that's a good build-up, buddy. You got a busy... So, no pressure, but you got a lot of stuff going on in Pensacola today. Good morning.
Well, I tell you, I don't think I can hold a candle to any of your other guests. Jerry Bowman has been racing for many, many years. Yeah. His dad raced before him. I remember watching him race back in the early 70s. And what can you say about Dave Mader? I mean, what an interesting guy. He has certainly gone full circle in racing and still one of the most respected drivers there is anywhere. So you've got an interesting show. I can't wait to get off so I can listen to the rest.
Well, let's talk about the big thing. Obviously, this is what we work for all year long. Five Flag Speedway, the champions are crowned tonight.
Yeah, we're going to honor six division champions tonight, and we're excited about that. We've got a lot of really nice hardware sitting at the Shrine Temple, and you know, some envelopes with some really nice checks in there for guys, and you know, certainly it's what you work for all year long, and you know, you get a chance to get up on stage and thank the people that made it possible for you, and it's going to be a great night. We're really looking forward to it.
Now, what about fans? I know we've had fans in the past that have talked about wanting to come to this and see their favorite drivers. Are you available to just walk in? I know usually you like to do an RSVP on these things.
Well, yeah, to be honest with you, and fans, just for future reference, are always welcome to these kind of events. I mean, the more the better. It's pretty hard for us to take folks last minute. I will tell you this, there'll be a few walk-ins tonight. Mm-hmm. We try not to turn anybody away, but it's difficult because the food is catered, of course, and we had to give the caterer a number, at least a range. So, we're sitting on a couple of hundred people right now, and you know, if we get a few stragglers in, we'll do our best to make them welcome.
Well, and there's other news that we want to talk about. Obviously, we're going to get around and talk about the Racers Swap Meet now the same day as the Sweat Hog Grand Prix and the Supermoto. That's going to be exciting Saturday, January 3rd, 31st, I should say. Robbie Bobby McClendonshire also on the way to talk a little bit about, again, what this unique way to bring racing in January to the track.
Yeah, we were really excited about starting the new year out with the first ever Sweat Hog Grand Prix. And, I mean, Mother Nature just didn't want to cooperate last week. So, honestly, we've built up an even bigger head of steam by rescheduling the race on January 31st. And it looks like we're certainly going to have a full field. I think it'll probably even generate a little more attention to our swap meet. So, you know, I want to encourage guys to, you know, look around your shop and see if you've got some parts that you're not putting into use. There's somebody that needs that stuff, and you can turn it into cash that you can use your 2015 racing budget.
What now, if I've got a, let's say, a race car, a chassis, motor parts, whatever, to be able to come and do that, what does it cost? Is it free? Is there a vendor's fee? How do we do that? If and how do we get the information from the track?
Well, the gates will open at 8 a.m. On January 31st. The swap meet takes place in the Speedway parking lot. There's no admission to come in and buy. There is a one-time seller's fee of $25.
Oh.
And for that, you can bring in a cylinder head or you can bring in an entire trailer load of parts.
Right.
It's a flat $25. And that allows us to cover some of the marketing costs that we put into this thing, which we're doing a little extra this year. So the more people there, the bigger variety of parts. And gosh, I tell you, in past years, we've seen people hook onto trailers and pull away complete race cars.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen engines going back and forth between trucks and transmissions and clutches and virtually anything you can think of for a race car, it'll be offered there.
Well, and the thing is, these don't have to be race cars that run at Mobile or Five Flag Speedway. In the past, I've seen go-karts, I've seen dirt cars, I've seen dragsters set up out there.
Absolutely. We get a pretty good participation from the dirt track crowd. Some of the drag racers will come. This is actually a high-performance swap meet.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, when it's over, for a $5 bill, you can go through the gates and watch the green flag drop on the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. We're all highly anticipated.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler. Whether you have a vintage car, a dragster, a car show, a bomber, if you want to go faster, go where more champions go. They've got 5 national drag championships, and they've also got a lot of other championships along the Gulf Coast. Just ask the champions where they got their motor built. Probably going to be Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Still to come, Dave Mader III, 4-time NASCAR champion. He helps a lot of the drivers along the Gulf Coast. He's actually working on a car for Red Dog right now. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about, again, he's got some great stories as he's done some great things with NASCAR. Again, a 4-time NASCAR champion. If you ever get a chance to go to Dave's shop and to just ask to walk through his house. I know it's kind of a weird question, but, man, he has got these beautiful trophies, and it's just his whole house is a kind of a salute to his career. Pretty cool stuff. Also, Jerry Bowman standing by with the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Again, big news. Their schedule's almost done. I believe we're going to be able to get in over at Sunny South Raceway. I've got a call out to Wayne O'Kresick, and we're going to see about getting him out there too, but Jerry's a big fan of asphalt and as well as dirt, so we'll talk a little bit about his driving and his class as well. Now, we've been telling you about it for over a month, the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. Last Saturday got rained out, but you know what? I'm kind of glad we did, because now it's even going to be that much of a bigger show. They've got a 40-car field. They're going to take these 4 cylinders. Some people would call them Stingers or the Buzz class in some other regions of the country, and it's like, you know, the Honda Accords, the Saturns, and you make them wild, you go crazy with these paint jobs, you get extra money, and I tell you what, Robbie, you can tell us all about this thing on the oval, on the road course, and a super motor race packed in all that. Man, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me, man. I really do appreciate it, and absolutely, you hit the nail on the head, man. We're, just like you said, just get some front-wheel drive. We'll be nice, but they're pretty much going to be crappy race cars. And
that's going to be the fun. Banging and banging, you're going to slide with each other. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely not a demolition derby, but they say Rubbin's racing with 40 cars out there going for, you know, for $1,000, that's a lot of money to win in a $500 car. So, we're having the supermotos come out. We're having mini bikes, mini stocks. I mean, it's literally, if you're a fan of racing, you're going to have pretty much something for everyone, and we hope to get some crossover fans and make some car guys enjoy the motorcycles and maybe get some motorcycle guys to build some cars. You know, it's that's the whole point, to just give something for everyone.
Well, you know, and the Five Flag Speedway's been able to do that with the drifting as well. I've seen some oval guys go out there and do some drifting, and that's a lot of fun, and they also use that road course. But what a unique idea. And we were talking a couple weeks ago when you were on the air, when you guys were actually trying to figure out the course, you know, part of it's on the front straightaway, you turn in to dive one, right? The exit of the pits is where you guys are going into the road course, but there's a couple places where a couple of you guys lost it and actually got beat up a little bit and beat your bikes up. Is that going to be a problem for these drivers? And it's right there. Tell me exactly where you guys had those issues.
Well, you know, when we come on, the first issue is where we come on to the, what we're going to call the quarter mile oval, which is also the pit road, the inner pit circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, it's an off camber right hander that goes downhill. Well, just like a car or motorcycle, you know, the rear end gets light, and, you know, it just came around on us. And luckily, Cohorn just about saved and didn't get hurt or anything. But and then the I think the real skilled drivers are going to have to figure out you need to go slow to go fast through those sections.
And that's just the only motorcycles, too. You're talking with the cars as well, because that's going to be just...
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be... You're going to have spots where we're going to be wide open. Then you're going to have spots where we're going to be follow the leader. You're going to have spots where we're going to be three or four wide. You know, so it's definitely going to have something for everyone. I think the most versatile driver who can keep their equipment safe is going to have the best chance to win this, for sure.
And this is a two-hour, pretty much no-caution-filled endurance race. Endurance means they don't stop unless there's something major, right?
We're still ironing out those details.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to throw a yellow flag whenever somebody just spins,
right.
You know. But, of course, safety is our number one concern, especially this being the first time we're doing this. So I'm very confident with Tim Bryant and his staff as far as coming up with a good race race strategy and procedures. So that's to be determined, which actually still makes it more fun because everybody's going to get there and they know there's going to be a race, but, you know, we don't know what we're going to give them yet. We're going to throw curveballs at them all race long.
And that's so cool. And then, these motorcycles, you guys are bringing five classes, right?
Yes. Everything from 50cc kids on mini bikes all the way up to full-on AMA professionals on, you know, going 100 miles an hour down the front straightaway and just dropping three gears and slide the rear end going into turn one. So it's going to look like drifting on motorcycles as well. So
it's going to be huge. And we're talking with Robbie Bobby McClendonshire. Actually, you're on the road, and this is pretty cool. You're up in Georgia. Tell us what you're doing today.
Yeah, I'm up at Middle Georgia Kart Track right now. They've got Josh Heron's Frostbite Series, and it's one of the largest in the Southeast for mini bikes, supermotos. So we're doing a little bit of cross promotion, and then he's got me coming on board to build him a dirt track out here. So it's going to be road course racing. It's not a kart oval. It's a kart road course.
And this is dirt.
No, this is
that's asphalt. Oh, and you're asphalt. Oh, wow.
Yep. And the coolest thing about it, it's on his own property. So he's got his own private track, but he's nice enough. He was 2012 AMA Superbike champion.
Wow.
And he's nice enough to allow all us mortals to come to his backyard and do some racing. So
how cool is that? Giving back, huh?
He's always giving back. And so now we're going to do some more cross training and throw in a dirt oval in the mix. So.
Jeez. Well, I know you're going to be
for everyone.
Yeah, and I know you're busy. I just want to ask you a couple more questions. First of all, entry fee, do we do it at the racetrack? Can we visit you at D&D Cycles? Or also, I know there's been such a buzz in people talking about creating these cars. Real quick, safety, do we have to have a roll cage as well? And again, 40-car limit, we're getting close.
Yes, we're getting very, very close. We're over 30 right now. As far as cages goes, they are recommended.
Okay. Then.
But you're mandatory to have a 5-point harness in there as well as a fire extinguisher. You know, if you'd like to put a cage in there, we're certainly all for safety.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that some drivers don't have the ability to weld, or they don't have any welding sources. So as long as they can make their car as safe as possible following the rules, we're happy to have them.
How do we get to play? I mean, how do we go and register? $100 for registration for that two-hour race, $1,000 to the winner. It all goes to the winner, so how do we actually get to do that?
You'll need to you can come by our shop, D&D Cycles in Pensacola, or they can call me directly at 850-637-5838, and I can go around and meet somebody. We can meet in Walmart parking lot. We can meet at Five Flags. whatever we can do to help somebody get entered, we'll go above and beyond. But they just need to get their entry in really quick because time is definitely running out.
Yeah, and I've got to give you props. I have never seen a better looking car than the Hello Kitty car. Great paint job.
Yeah, hey, you know what? From what I've heard, that one's not even going to be the showstopper.
Ooh, really?
We've got some guys out there that are like, oh, you just wait. So, hey, like you said, though, there is a beauty contest, so it's an extra $100 in somebody's pocket to whoever can decorate the car the best.
Oh, yeah, and I want to see some crazy stuff, like the chickens on the car and all sorts of crazy stuff. That'll be so awesome. And I know what you do with yours. I'm not going to tell it, but I just can't wait to see your car. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other quick thing to tell you, I think you made a little mistake there. It's not just $1,000 to win. Okay. We are paying back. Ooh. So it's not just winner take all $1,000. The winner does take $1,000, but there is a pay structure, and we'll get that posted at Five Flags in the near future. So if you get second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place, whatever, you're still getting paid.
Oh, man, that even makes it better.
Yep.
Well, Robbie, I know you've got lots going on. Have fun building the track today. And, again, we can't wait to have you on. We're going to get you on again next weekend. Keep building it up until we get 40 cars. Be safe up there and have a great day, brother.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there you go. And, again, it's the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. It's going to be January 31st. And, again, $5 gets you in. And, fans, I'm telling you, you definitely want to check that out. A great, great interview around the corner with Dave Mader III, four-time NASCAR champion. He's got some amazing stories to tell. Jerry Bowman, driver of the 43 Vintage car, the Southern Vintage Racing Association, is taking it to the next level this year. We'll learn about it coming up. Hang on. To the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And again, hey, if you're a fireman along the Gulf Coast, there's several of us that run for the USFD Racing. We can bring our race cars out to your facilities, or if you have a fish fry, a fundraiser, we'd love to do that stuff. Find us on Facebook at USFD Racing. It's not hard to find. So thank you to Robbie Bobby McClendonshire again. Coming on just a couple minutes ago, the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix is again slated for January 31st, supposed to run last weekend, but again, Mother Nature said no. But to tie that in with the big swap meet, you know, you go free, go buy some parts, and for $5, go in and watch the racing with the motorcycles and the road course. I mean, four-cylinder cars on the road course, and the oval is going to be exciting. Also, still to come, Jerry Bowman, driver of the 43 Vintage car. Again, the Southern Vintage Racing Association really spreading their wings out this year, and that's another reason why I joined them, and it's going to be a lot of fun to talk with. We're going to try to get a lot of the drivers on so you guys, you fans, can learn more about the cars. And now, especially since they're coming to Mobile International Speedway for the first time this year, and what a big event it will be with the Lee Fields Memorial. One of the guys that will be there every race weekend, and he has been for a while, Dave Mader III joins us, four-time NASCAR champion, 1978 Snowball Derby champion, and it goes on and on. And first of all, yesterday was Mark Martin's birthday, and Dave, good morning. Wasn't it Mark that you beat at that Snowball Derby?
Yes, it was, Kane. Mark was leading with two laps to go, and I passed him in three and four, come off of turn four. The white flag was waving, and I'm going like, whoa, 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 whoa. And brought around to win the race. What a great competitor and fellow racer. Couldn't have been better for us as far as having a lot of great guys in that race to beat, but to beat Mark was certainly a highlight.
You put your bumper to him?
I just barely touched him. What he did is he looked up in the mirror, and when he did, he went in three too deep, and he went up the racetrack, and I got under him, and then won the race.
That's awesome. We'll call you the Intimidator. And, you know, you got a great story, and I've been talking about this morning. I love to hear this story, and there's so many people who need to hear it. Daytona 500 at the Speedway, they put lights up for the first time. Nobody wanted to go out there, and Dale Earnhardt kind of volunteered you, it kind of sounds like. Can you tell that story to the fans?
Well, it was Charlotte.
Charlotte, I'm sorry, Charlotte. I meant Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte was the first super speedway that mm-hmm. was lit, you know, to run under lights.
Mm-hmm.
And the lighting company, Musco, 2 weeks before this was to go off, threw the switch and a big junction box shorted out, and that was the only one in the world.
Oh.
So it ran into the day of the event, which was just going to be on live TV, first time cup cars on a super speedway under lights. Nobody had been around the track because the big junction box shorted out.
Mm.
And all the drivers got together with Mr. Beatty. Dick Beatty was the race director at the time, and they all volunteered me. I looked at Dale. Dale, Rusty, and I think Mark and Dale Walter was all on the left side of my car,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else was kind of around the car. And, you know, I said, hey, well, get Dale to go. And Dale goes, I'm not going. And I was like, badass isn't going, and y'all want me to go? And everybody was just joking, laughing. You know, it was hilarious. You know, I mean, it was kind of scary. I mean, he wouldn't mm-hmm. go.
Yeah, and you're thinking you want me to be the guinea pig, but what did you find out?
So it was really neat, and my crew chief, Gene Roberts, punching me and going like, go ahead and go. And I said, oh, you don't like me either, huh? So I went out there and made me 5 or 6 laps and made history of the first person to go around a super speedway under lights. Didn't realize that till some years later. We was at Lanier Speedway, and the guys that worked on the car came and to watch the races that night, a short track race, and I got talking about it. And I said, well, that was cool. So as the years have gone by now, and it sure has been many, it's gone by fast, it's been something that was significant and always will be, and is really a cool deal to have done.
Well, you're in the Alabama Racing Hall of Fame at Talladega, and you've had so many accolades. Is there one particular race, event, trophy that means more to you than others? I mean, you're a 4-time NASCAR champion. How do you weigh out all your accomplishments? What is one of the favorite memories as a race car driver? Not just everything that you do now with the building and everything, but you behind the wheel, you taking either that win or that move. What really stands into your mind, Dave?
You know, be honest, I've got a lot of them. There's so many special memories, you know, that we have achieved. And I'm going to tell you, the Snowball Derby
yeah.
beating Mark has got to be, you know, at the top of the deal. My first ARCA win,
yeah.
or my only ARCA win, actually, at the Michigan was, it was a good one, but it was a rain-out deal, but I was, you know, leading the race, and we was running good, but the one most thing I would say would have to be, you know, the Snowball Derby.
Yeah. And that just puts it into perspective. Here's a guy who has these championships, raced all his life, and the Snowball Derby along the Gulf Coast is one of his favorite memories. You do a lot for a lot of other local drivers. You've helped us with Kane Motorsports with setup on all the little toys that we have, and also you're really reaching out and helping Red Dog. Can you tell us a little bit, obviously, for folks who are just listening to the show, a good friend of ours, Lee Reynolds, Red Dog, during the Five Flag Speedway Snowball Derby was injured in a horrific accident that just wasted his car, and by the blessings of God, he's still with us, and he's learned a lot, he said, from safety and everything else. And you are helping build a car for him, which will be ready for, obviously, the first race at the ARCA race. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how that came about.
Well, actually, it was a car I was building for my daughter, and she chose to go back to North Carolina and go to college there. And so I had that car about halfway done, and I was been trying to get Red Dog to drive it for a couple of years, but he had the car he had, and it just wouldn't work out. But now, since the car is tore up, they bought the car from me, and we're going to finish it up and put him in that car. And real excited. I can't tell you that Red is certainly a race car driver. Yeah. He gets up on the wheel, and he's a very competitive man and a dear friend, and glad to be able to help him.
Well, and you also help a lot of the drivers. You look at Mark Barnhill as well. You've been a big part of his success out on the track at Mobile and at Five Flag Speedway. If I'm a driver, or maybe I'm just getting started, whether it be a bomber, a sportsman, a super stock, all the way up to late model, at your shop, you have the facilities to what I call materize the car. And what I mean by that is when you massage the car, certain things come to life. And what can you do for a driver, let's say, who has a bomber and is mid-pack, last pack, says, I love racing, this is fun, but I want to take it to the next level, I want to win. Can Dave Mader help me?
Well, I've been fortunate to have a lot of years in this, you know, Derek, and so that when I started, the cars are basically kind of like the sportsman cars, and like the super stocks are now, actually. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of fell into, you know, my forte of, you know, what I spent so many years of doing and did pretty good at it, mm-hmm. and able to share some of my experiences and knowledge with a few people, and it sure feels good to be able to take someone that's running in the middle of the pack like Red Dog and Mark. Red Dog was about to quit, he said, when I started helping him, and so, you know, we've kept him going and revived him, mm-hmm. and to take Mark and win, you know, finally win a championship and win the Derby, and then we did have a little problem with something that had worked on the car and didn't know that we couldn't do until that point, but it is what it is, and, you know, just, we won the race, though, but, you know, we just didn't get the money and the trophies, but I feel terrible for Mark, but everybody knows who won, and hopefully he's going to go on and run trucks, and Red Dog can hold us up and you know, maybe win the Sportsman Championship in the Derby this year.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Dave, I know you do so much for so many people in the racing community. If someone wants to get a hold of you, I tell you what, the best way to do is you can find me on Facebook under Full Throttle Racing. Unless you want to put your phone number out there, we can do that. But if you're not comfortable with that, we can just go and do it from Facebook. But you really, guys, as a race car driver, if you want to really be competitive, Dave Mader can help you out. What do you want to do? You just want to put, you want to put your number out there, Dave?
Absolutely. I don't have nothing to hide.
It's a 900 number, so how much is it? No.
Hey, this is Dave.
just 259-1616, and anybody can call me anytime. I'd be glad to try to help anybody.
Well, Dave, you always do help us out quite a bit. We appreciate you being just a huge part of the racing community, and thanks for sharing some wisdom and some pretty cool stories this morning, my friend.
You're very welcome. Glad you had me on.
All right, there you go. Dave Mader III again. That guy, it can do so much with your car, trust me. One of the guys I'll be competing with in the Southern Vintage Racing Association has a very colored history in racing, and we're going to talk a little bit about how he got started. Jerry Bowman, driver of the vintage car, number 43. Southern Vintage Racing Association drivers coming up next. Talk a little bit about the series and the cars next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway. But remember what Tim Bryant said, March 10th, that's a Tuesday night, the first local practice. That's going to be for the ARCA race on the 13th and 14th. So all you local guys, put that on your calendar, March 10th. That'll be for the local guys' practice. Also, thanks to Five Flags Speedway having their awards banquet tonight at the Hedgeye Shrine Temple in Pensacola. That's at 800 West 9 Mile Road, and that starts about 5:30. I think it's what they said the doors will open up there. And we want to thank Sunny South Raceway and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. I've got some great sponsors with Kane Motorsports that have helped us grow from a one-car operation to a 3 to 4 car operation this year, running the Bombers with Matt Jackson, which we're so excited about. And also, we've got a backup car, and then, of course, we've got the Southern Vintage Racing Association. So I want to thank real quick some of the sponsors. Without them, couldn't do it. And that includes Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, going to build us a couple rocket ship motors, and yeah, they're legal. Wink, wink. No, I'm kidding. And then McDonald's, thank you to Pull Apart. BA Motorsports has helped us with safety equipment and so much more. It's an honor to have them on board with us. ABC Designs, they do all the graphic works, and if you've seen our vintage car, wait till you see the Bomber. It's great. Metro Glass and Mobile, also ShareGodsPower.com, a very strong website we're thrilled to be affiliated with, and Cole Automotive in Daphne, Alabama. Perkins Hurricane Landing, Falsac Tires, go go see Chris. Those guys will take care of you. USFD Racing. And if you drivers are looking for a driver suit, check out K1RaceGear.com. They do great jobs, and they can do custom suits for about half the price of what you find other places. Also, thanks to our friends at Bay City Collision and Titan Race Cars. If you've got a dirt car or whether you have just a regular asphalt car, they can do bodies all the way and ground kits all the way up from the top. So thank you to all those guys. And Jerry Bowman, we were just talking off the air, and says, well, I don't have any sponsors. I need to slide you a couple, don't I, brother? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Kane.
Absolutely. Back Pocket Racing is your sponsors. I love that. That's what you call it. Jerry, you've been running in the association. Last year was your first year. You've been running vintage cars for a while. What is it about this class that got you to get your car and do what you do?
Well, I mean, they originally started over here in Milton, but, you know, the association, checking into it and all, everyone's competitive.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more of a friendship thing. You know, there's no hostility between anyone. If you have issues, they help you out.
Yeah.
I've gone to liking racing again. I've gotten away from that, and I thoroughly enjoy racing the association with everybody, all my competitors.
And what's neat about it is it's a large, growing class of cars, but what attracted me is the look of the cars. When I first saw them run a Deep South Speedway, which is a shame that that track is closed, but we'll get to that another time. Boy, I loved watching them, and I said, one day I'm going to have one of those, and now I do, and it's going to be so much fun. The look of them, the sound of them, and the way they drive, it's a different experience. I remember at Five Flag Speedway going into the turn for the first time and feeling that body roll on the chassis. I'm like, whoa! And then it kicked in. I'm like, oh, I like this. You know? And you've had four feature wins, a bunch of heat race wins. And again, you actually got started. Your dad, as Tim Bryant said earlier, used to drive.
Yeah, Dad, well, he's from South Dakota. He started up there when we moved down to Florida. He raced Five Flags for many, many years. And actually, the vintage car I have now was his.
Oh, wow.
My dad's 70, and he just gave it up last year. Was still driving the car. Was competitive. But he decided to step down. I stepped into the car. I loved it. You know, I've run some late model races out of Pensacola. I love the asphalt.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I love asphalt.
What you know, that's unique about this class, because kind of like the ARCA class near the NASCAR range, we do race on big ovals, small ovals, and dirt. So it's really, you get a lot of experience in there. But I've noticed some of the guys just like to stay on dirt, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's part of it. How did you, like you said, your dad got you started, and you've been racing. How did you get started into racing? What was your first stepping stone, I should ask?
Well, when I was young, I was out at Five Flags. I was 4 years old. I was at Five Flags every weekend with Dad. And I, you know, from that day on, I said, I'm going to be driving a race car.
That's awesome.
The stipulation was I could not drive until after I graduated.
Yeah.
And after I graduated, that's the first thing I did. I went and bought a race car.
Oh, did you? Well, that's what I told my son, too. I said, he's got to be 18, but he's 17, and he's scratching. So I'm thinking, I might bend that rule a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get
yeah,
it started.
Well, I jumped into it big right away. I bought a late model right up the go, and I said, Dad, let's go racing. And he's like, oh, my gosh, what have you done?
Oh, I just bought a house that with four wheels, you know.
Exactly.
Well, if you could say one thing about the Southern Vintage Racing Association for drivers that might be looking, I know there were several of the bomber drivers on asphalt on the offseason, including VJ Latham, that was looking at getting one of these cars, and I know they're building one. How would you try to encourage drivers from other organizations? Because I can tell you what I've learned in the few races that I've run, very economical. Tire wear is not as bad as some of the other tracks, especially on dirt. But for the money, you really get a fast, fast car, a lot of excitement, like you said, close racing, and there is some give and take.
Yeah, there's a lot of give and take. And then, you know, the price, like you're talking about, I mean, the price is very economical. Unless you have serious mechanical issues, I mean, you're only going to spend a few thousand dollars a year.
Yeah.
I think last year, all year long, with the exception of motors, I might have spent $2,000.
Wow, and that is great.
It is. I mean, the tire wear, some of the guys like their tires, you know, every other week. I ran and was still winning heat races towards the end, but I ran two sets of tires is all I bought last year.
Wow. And you travel. I mean, they go to Baker, they go to Flemington, Sunnyshath Raceway, now Mobile and Five Flags, and they're talking with OP in South Alabama as well.
That's correct. Yeah, and St. Tammany, I know we're working on that one, and Sunny South.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny South, I had a great time there.
Love that.
I completely lost brakes. Yeah, still finished fourth, but in that track, you got to have your brakes.
Oh, my gosh. I would have enjoyed watching that. That would have been intense. I won the championship there in the bomber.
I enjoyed driving it.
God, you were just along for the ride.
Yeah, it was. It was, and I'm looking forward to that relationship to continue. Like I said, that was a great track for us. And obviously, Five Flags.
Yeah.
Mobile, I'm looking forward to the Lee Fields race. Oh, that's going to be a great opportunity for us.
Well, Jerry, if obviously you say you do this out of your own back pocket, so if you really want to get involved, how can people get a hold of you? Can they find you on Facebook? Give us a phone number. Because if you're a sponsor, you heard, for $2,000 or less, you can fund a team almost as long as there's no mechanical issues. How can we get a hold of you, Jerry, and put our stickers on that 43?
Well, I'm on your Facebook. They can go to my Facebook and locate it. Or if anybody wants to call me. My number is 850-565-0989. Phone's on
24/7. Yeah. Well, Jerry, I can't wait to see you out there. The first race coming up around the corner in March. So get the cars ready because we're coming, brother. And I know you're going to have a lot of fun. Can't wait to shake your hand and have some fun out there side by side with you, Jerry. Again, Jerry Bowman from Milton, Florida, Back Pocket Racing. Let's see if we can change that for you.
All right.
Alright, thanks a lot. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's going to do it for the show today. What a good one it has been. Again, Tim Bryan, thank you so much. Five Flag Speedway tonight at the Hedge Eye Shriners Temple. Boy, I can't read my writing today. At 800 West 9 Mile Road. That's going to start about 5:30. So make sure if you're going to go to that, get there early. We'll have some music going. I'm going to be DJing it for everybody. Thank you to Robbie Bobby McClendonshire. Again, 40 cars for the first annual Sweat Hog Grand Prix. That is going to be exciting. So we'll see how that goes. And again, Dave Mader III with great stories, and we'll have him back on, but he can also help you if you want to get your car to the next level. And it's the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Thank you to Jerry Bowman and everybody. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.